So my talk title for today is Love is the Key, Part 3. This is, as we said, Loveuary, as they say in Hallmark. It's, you know, February is sort of that month where there's that a greater focus or an awareness of love. So this is Part 3, and it's about connecting with others and growing in spiritual community. In honor that we will be holding our annual Unity of Michiana meeting following our service today. A bit of an update. I have been diagnosed with bronchitis, and I'm on a course of antibiotics, so I'm getting better. I apologize if I cough through this, and just if we could just, we'll just move right along as I'm able. So just want to let you know I'm getting better, and I appreciate all of your prayers and you holding me in the light. So last week we were talking, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about love. And it's a big subject and not something we're going to, you know, pinpoint. And yet we all seek to understand or to love and to be loved. And we talked about recognizing that love isn't something that we find first outside of ourselves. We find it within. And we talked about how important it is to be in the process of forgiving. Because once we forgive ourselves, once we go in, it opens us to also release others. And the process of forgiving is not making it okay, necessarily, the events that happened, but it is letting go of continuing to run that story, that weight that we carry, and know that we're in the present moment. So we've gone through that recognition of the presence and the power of love within, and recognize how powerful, not the love from the emotional standpoint, but the recognition of love as the infinite flow of all of creation, of what we might call God, the beingness of everything that is, Ian Somerhalder. Some of you may know him. He's an American actor. I have not seen him, but he's in programs I don't watch often. Have any of you seen him? Do you know who he is? There we go. Okay, thanks. But he says, this is so fabulous, because this is a Gen X or a millennial. He says, love is the greatest force of healing that exists in the universe. Love heals everything it touches. Wow. You know, and that's not about the place we come from in love where, oh, well, I'll take care of you, or I will put myself aside and I will be the good person to be out here doing what I think I should do. True love's an energy of being. It is that which we emote and share forth. And so he's really captured it here with love heals everything it touches. When we are open and allow that to flow within us, it's amazing the miracles that happen through that. And many of you are aware of Ernest Holmes, who is a writer and the founder of what was originally called Church of Religious Science. Ernest Holmes says, love is within us. It's not an emotion out here. It's within us. It's the essence of being. It cannot be destroyed. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again. Love heals, forgives, and makes whole. And in Scripture from Romans 8:39, it says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love, it says, of God. I would say the love that is God. Because it helps us recognize it's not a God out there loving us. It's the love that is of God, that is the allness within us, the love as God. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. How many of you heard that at a wedding? And you know, it's such a beautiful statement, and it is speaking of the bond and the union of a couple in that moment. And yet it also speaks to the greatest presence and power in our universe. And so Friends, as we are going to, in a little while, be engaged in our annual meeting, it brings to mind an awareness and a focus of the importance of spiritual community to each and every one of us. Why is it important, and what role does it play in our lives? And we all seek connection with others. Even if we're an introvert and we kind of like to stay apart, we do all seek connection with others, because the truth of our being is the desire not only to love, but to be loved. And so as we seek connection, one of the wonderful ways we can do that is in coming together in a place where we feel seen and heard and supported. And spiritual community is a wonderful place to be able to do that. Yet the thing that stands in our way so much is that in order to connect, it requires that we are willing to be vulnerable. Now, we hear the word vulnerable. It's like, oh, yikes, right? I don't want to be vulnerable, because it has a bad rap. You know, it's like, vulnerable is a weak thing. It's a negative thing. Being vulnerable is the most beautiful, the strongest place that we can reside in, because vulnerability means we are willing to stand in the truth of who we are, friends. Wow. And most of our world and our outer circumstances are based on outer appearances, aren't they? You know, of I need to be as prosperous as the Joneses. I need to look good. I need to be thinner. I need to be fatter. I need to be somethinger. I need to change the way I do my hair. I need to, you know, have better clothes. I need to have a bigger car. A lot of where we come from is in these outer appearances. And then when we come together in spiritual community, in order for us to connect with someone else and to be seen, it means taking down those walls. And it's not as much even what other people expect, it's what we expect of ourselves. So it's about a willingness to kind of look within ourselves and make those choices. Am I willing to share? Am I willing to stand in my truth? Am I willing to stand in my inherent radiance and beauty that doesn't fit the picture of anybody else? And so spiritual community becomes a very sacred, a very special place to join together. Dan Wakefield, a screenwriter and American novelist, said, "Simply being with other people who are also seekers and who are involved in the same quest you are is very meaningful." And Margaret J. Wheatley, I've quoted her recently also. She's a management consultant, a writer, and a speaker. She says, "When we seek for connection, we restore the world to wholeness, friends. Because isn't there an awful lot of separateness going on out there? A lot of you and them, politically, in the isms that we experience in our world, the beliefs. We forget that our lives become meaningful when we discover how truly necessary we are to each other. And when we begin to take down those barriers in order to be good enough and be okay and be loved, when we just are simply who we are and we stand in our truth. Have you ever experienced someone just truly being there with you, listening wholly and fully, and not needing to look any different or be any different? Those are our best friends, sometimes our families, sometimes our outer families. And isn't it wonderful, because we feel that exchange of connection? Alice Waters, who's a novelist, a poet, a social activist, she said, "This is the power of gathering. It inspires us delightfully to be more hopeful, more joyful, more thoughtful, in a word, more alive." So, friends, this is just really a time to be aware of what spiritual community means to you, what it means to each of us, why we gather together, that choicefulness in us that we all seek to connect with others. We all seek to be loved. We all seek to be nurtured, to be inspired, to be upheld, to have camaraderie, to play, to have fun. And in order to do that, it's important that we recognize we kind of need to show up, don't we? And how easy is it to kind of be back in our own little world? I can do this all on my own, and until everything hits the fan. And then it is so overwhelming, we remember and recognize the importance of being with others and that support and coming together to explore and to be with one another. Doc Childre and Howard Martin, who together wrote the HeartMath Solution and are part of the HeartMath program that recognizes that the true wisdom and intelligence does not start in the brain. It actually starts as an impulse in the heart and moves up into the brain to activate centers of reasoning and so forth. But HeartMath is a wonderful way to touch into the soul of our being. Excuse me. Whether a biological family or an extended family of people attracted to each other based on heart resonance and mutual support, the word family or community implies warmth, a place where the core feelings of the heart are nurtured. Don't we all seek nurturing? While we have differences, we remain family or community by virtue of our heart connection. Family provides necessary security and support and acts as a buffer against external problems. A family or a community made up of secure people generates a magnetic power, friends, that can get things done. They are the hope for real security in a stressful world. And so as we come together here as community, we are of that greater heart family. We choicefully show up, we want to engage, we want to share with each other. In scripture from Romans 1:11-12, it says, "For I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." Wow. Do we always think about when we come that we're here for ourselves, which is really important first, yet we're also here with each other? And as we ourselves go through our own healing, do you not experience, as you watch someone go through something that opens their heart, that it helps you to open yours as well? And that's the gift and the treasure of being together in spiritual community. From 1 John 1:7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light," meaning the Christ consciousness or the Christ, "we have fellowship with one another." So friends, when we're willing to walk in that light, to show up, to be present, miracles happen, things open. We can be with each other. We can be witness to each other. We can support and share. So I'm curious, for those of you who are here in the room or those of you who are online, what is it that is most important to you about coming to spiritual community or being a part of, whether it's through, you know, these wonderful technologies or being right present in the room? What's most important? Yeah, go ahead, Sue. There we go. Fellowship, that camaraderie, that place where you can have fun and you can break bread together and you can say hi, and which you do so magnificently as our wondrous greeter at the door, and who does not walk in this door but yet feel so loved by you, Sue. And that's, you know, what we're talking about in community, because that's a gift of who you are. your heart resonates with that, and you just let it shine. Anybody else? Yeah, Susan.
So Vicki Thompson says, feeling connected with positive people.
There we go. Feeling connected with positive people. Yeah. Miss.
I enjoyed the meditation, and then I also enjoyed the message and just the reminder that we are
So Misty was sharing that she really appreciates the meditation time, or that time to be quiet, because in the busy world sometimes we don't stop or take the time to do that. And then when we gather together, you know, it says in Scripture, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am. Excuse me. And there is a power, there's a magnification of that. And then she was sharing, and then a message, you know. Whether it's something I say, whether it's something you hear from someone as you talk afterwards in Fellowship Hall, it's so important, you know, that we have that feedback, that we connect with each other and get a little bit of a respite from sort of the stuff that goes on in everyday life out there. Yeah, Susan.
So Vicki Thompson also says, wonderful music and singing together. Linda Hardy says, my soul being fed. And Tamara Ashley says, comfort with similar-minded folks.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes, oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, I have so many.
Well, just spit them all out. We'll take them all. Colleen's going to share a lot. Absolutely, that place of being seen, as you said, and not everyone sees us in our wholeness and in the truth of who we are. It's not as easy sometimes out in our world, and yet you shine that light. Not everybody sees that light, but Colleen was saying she feels seen here, and she feels she can share that light and join together. Yeah, Susan.
And Teresa Anderson says, a community that respects and loves you.
So a community that reminds each of us, a place where we can come to remember that we are respected. And that starts within our own heart, but sometimes we lose track of that, don't we? We forget. And then when someone can mirror that to us, we go, yeah, that's right. I'm a child of the allness of being. I'm infinite in nature. Thank you for reflecting that to me, and now I can reflect that back to you. And absolutely, Teresa, that sense then of self-respect and connection with self is so important. Anybody else? So in coming together in whatever spiritual community someone chooses to be involved in, or in whatever way, for those of you who join us online, it's so wonderful to have you be a part of. For those of you that are here, there are times when it's difficult to even get ourselves to be present and to show up. And usually I know for me, when that is when I've got something going on in me that I'm feeling not too great about, or I've lost sight of something, and it's kind of hard to come and be with. And then plus in society, the whole idea of spiritual community or church has changed so greatly. And it's no longer about you should and you have to and you always have done this. It is now about choice. And so it requires from us sometimes a little kick in the butt for ourselves, sometimes great choicefulness to get ourselves here and present. When we're up against our stuff, when we're not feeling that great, and to remember that this is a place where, not where fingers are being pointed, a place where we are allowed to be in our grieving, to be in our concerns, our fears, to be in our sorrows. We can also be in the joy of the moment. We can be all of who we are. And so, recognizing the gift that is here, sometimes, though, it takes a little bit of oomph to get ourselves or to become present. And then once we do, how many of you, like, it's like, oh, I don't want to get up, or, you know, I don't want to go out somewhere. And once you do, it's like, oh, then you feel the energy of it, don't you? You're just like, I'm excited. Okay. You get here, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember how good this feels. And that's a part of that we've kind of lost sight of, I think, of the importance of not just doing it on our own, because, man, I don't know about you, but I can just fake myself out. I'm fine. And down here, there's a little going on, you know, and that's a part of life. And when I come here, it's like, it all comes out, you know, and I can't fake, because there is a presence here. There's an intention here to grow, to learn, to expand. And so it allows me, though, that place to cry, to be with, to celebrate. And so once here, though, then being a part of is how we begin to serve. And serve, the word to be of service or serving, that kind of has a bad rap sometimes too, doesn't it? It's like, I should have to. And there's a lot of old paradigms of what it means to serve, to put others before ourselves. And that's not true love, friends. It's not. True service comes from that place in the heart of our being where we've connected to ourselves. And there's something that comes up that just wants to be expressed in some way. Doesn't mean we are a little scared to step out into it. Might be new, might be a little uncomfortable. But like Sue is a wonderful example of that. She just shines at the door, and everybody who comes in goes, ah, well, my day's happy now. Yeah. And we each, though, friends, have those different gifts. Pablo Picasso said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Sometimes we kind of get stuck because we all are in a place of needing the growth and the learning and the healing and the support. And then we forget then to step forth and let it shine out to touch others and to be of service in that way. Mitsugi Seotom, he's an Aikido teacher. He said, we must discover the joy of each other, the joy of challenge and the joy of growth, because we tend to avoid growth sometimes because it looks too big. That mountain is too high. And boy, do I love to have someone's hand to hold when I'm climbing some of those mountains. And Erica Jong said, the soul is awakened through service, through service. So friends, it's recognizing as we come together in spiritual community, we do come here for our own support to be uplifted. Connecting together in spiritual community enriches, uplifts, and inspires us, friends. Connecting together in spiritual community, it enriches us, it uplifts us, and it inspires us. And so when we kind of step past some of the resistances, the part of us that don't always want to feel too vulnerable, the part of us that, oh, something else is more important, and then we tune into the heart of our being and we now go, the thing that is most important is the heart of my being, being able to feel embraced, accepted, respected, and then where I can, I can't remember who it was, Misty or Colleen, or who said something about letting your light shine. You know, you can connect with others and you let then your light shine. So spiritual community is stated really well in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you were doing. And Romans 12:6 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So each of us have different gifts. So as you show up and as you decide to serve, maybe those of you who love to serve in hospitality, who are right now back there doing that because they left the back of the room. And so we know Alex and Tim I absolutely just, Chrissy, poof, they're away. Chrissy and Colleen and so many others who have participated in hospitality and in creating game nights, and you know, they're such a fun, and there's that joy in serving in that way. Those of you who are on the board of trustees, you know, it's sometimes a little scary to step in that role. There's that joy that we want to serve. We each bring our own gift, and it might be to play music. It might be to coordinate live streaming or doing PowerPoint or holding someone's hand or just being there to say, hey, I'm here. So it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them, friends. Let us not hide them under the bushel, as it said. Let us use them in service with, you know, whether it's out in the greater community or here in the spiritual community. Let us put them into practice. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And what that really means, it's not God didn't prepare something ahead. What it's saying is the godness of all being, the godness of all creation, that which is infinite humanity and spiritual beingness, that divine spark that makes every single one of us unique, that is created within us as our gift to give. We have that opportunity as we touch into it, may shift and change over the years. As we live into it, that is where we find the joy and satisfaction, where our lives become prosperous and opened wide through the service of acknowledging who we are and then sharing that forth. And so in closing, I will share a quote from Harry Nguyen, Dutch Catholic priest, writer, theologian. Community is first of all a quality of the heart. It grows from the spiritual knowledge that we are alive not only for ourselves, but for one another. So friends, thank you for joining in today and for bringing the heart and the spirit and the gifts that you have to give, each in your own way, and for how you step forward, for those of you online who share, who greet each other through that wonderful resource that you can. And it's a time to really consider what is important in our lives and how we want to show up and how we want to be supported and how we want to be the light of love in our world.